Because if you look at DCIS overall, about three quarters of it will be ER positive, which is slightly less than we see nowadays for primary operable invasive breast cancer. But if you look at the distribution by grade in that series, we had ER positive disease, but some of those could potentially have been high grade. Because although all, well, doesn't like to say all, but invariably low-grade DCIS is ER positive, and the majority of intermediate-grade DCIS is ER positive, so is most high-grade disease. So that series is also not quite really the low-grade DCIS and how does that behave. That's ER positive disease.